It's here. Peloton's best offer of the season. Get up to $300 off accessories when you purchase a Peloton tread. Choose from accessories like a heart rate monitor, non-slip grip dumbbells, yoga blocks, and more. If you've been looking for a sign to join Peloton, this offer gives you everything you need to get going. Hurry. Peloton's best offer of the season is here, but not for long. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more. All access membership separate. Limited time offer cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
How has your week been? Because mine has been busy and frustrating.
Mine has been lethargic and uneventful. Well, no, actually, I lied.
I would almost prefer that.
Yeah, no, my car's engine went getting bad, but because of adulting, I didn't have to pay for any of it.
I know, right? that wonderful warranty.
Because I remember when I was younger and something like that would happen, it was either like I had to like get a new car or try to duct tape it all together, whatever I could. it's just weird to like now like be responsible and things happen and I have an answer for it. Like, it makes me uncomfortable.
I hear you.
But
it does.
The most significant thing that happened last night, you know what I'm about to say.
I don't know, but we're going to do it after the intro. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Cup of Genre here on the Genreverse Podcast Network and YouTube channel. Please do give us a follow. Give us a subscribe if you're watching us on YouTube. We're available on all your favorite podcast apps. So if you are a big fan of the shows on YouTube, but you need us on the go in the car safely, hey, use Spotify or Stitcher, Apple, any of those good things. At that Kyle Malone, at Manny Gomez Media, both on Twitter, at the Genreverse on Twitter. Check out LRMonline.com every day for all entertainment news, needs, and opinions. And Manny, what about last night? What's the big thing? What?
Yeah, come on now, you know everybody.
Oh! So, hot take time. Yeah, I guess it's entertainment. It used to be on TV. Trump announcing his candidacy.
So no, actually,
year and a half early.
Actually, I baited you to say that because despite the fact that they are as despicable as Trump, the Golden Knights, we may only win 12 games this season, but one of those games is going to be the Sharks, and we beat them 5-2 in Vegas. Suck it, LA.
Nice.
I just wanted to bait you.
You did.
I know.
I'm none too enthused about any of our political options on either side, and any of the big names.
We're gonna have a Simpsons issue again. It's already happened.
World.
It's happened twice already in the last two elections, where it's like, well, I don't want to. It's like, you remember when I don't really, because I mean, we're not that old, so we haven't voted in that many presidential elections, but
I've been voting since 2004.
There's only a couple of them though, like we're not like you remember the night, you know, like whatever,
you remember voting for Reagan,
oh no, yeah, stuff like that, old people stuff, like when you used to vote for people you wanted to be in office instead of voting against the other people.
And that's basically what it is these days.
You have a two-party political system. You have to vote
for one of us. I hate it, but love it.
And that was a horror episode, if you think about
Yes. Yes, that's the damn scariest part is that was not meant to be serious, and yet there we are. I mean, they've always done good commentary on things, you know.
Speaking of commentary, you have been fuming to speak about a certain list.
Do you have the list?
I have it for your
screen. Mm-hmm. So ladies and gentlemen, we kind of teased this yesterday that we wanted to talk about the Hollywood Reporter's ranking of all 70 Marvel movies, Marvel THR, there we go. And my God, THR? Are you stupid? I'm seriously asking if you're stupid. I don't get it. Some of these make sense. 2005's Man Thing, I never even saw it. It never saw a theatrical release, so it being way at the bottom, maybe. But 69, nice. Captain America, 1990, that makes sense. You guys are smart for that. Howard the Duck, Fantastic Four from 2015. These are all like real low ranking. Elektra, like there were good. Roger Corman's Fantastic Four, I agree. Those are bad. But then it's like. Number 64's 2005's Fantastic Four. I mean, I can think of MCU movies that are worse than 2005's Fantastic Four. We actually watched it here on the Genreverse. Nick and I did kind of like a reaction, review, commentary type thing. You guys can find that as part of Marvel Multiverse Mayhem. But let's skip all of that. And let's get to the top 25, and let's freak the frick out here, okay? Because in the top 25, you've got Thor Ragnarok, which in my opinion is easily a top 20. I don't know. What do you think, Manny?
Well, I don't know how Thor Ragnarok is that low, and then right now they have, and I know we're going to get there.
Yeah.
But they have X-Men 2 at 8.
Exactly. Spider-Man No Way Home. Me personally, this is not a top 10 movie, but it's definitely not a top 25. You know what I'm saying? I would assume that would have been higher, especially for people deeper in entertainment that have love for garbage, seen by when we get to the top 10. Multiverse of Madness is a top 25.
I might put it there. Top 25, yeah.
Maybe. I'm top put it 30 there. For sure. Far From Home. Stop sleeping on freaking Far From Home, ladies and gentlemen. We got Mysterio in this, and this is my personal bias because I am a giant Mysterio fan, right? If the camera will
you are the smallest giant I have ever seen. That's cool.
You know, I am huge. I got bobblehead. I've got other things, but I love Mysterio, and we got him in the freaking helmet, guys. There's no way on earth Sony would have done this without Marvel being involved. So yeah, my personal bias on that puts Far From Home in my opinion a definite top 15 movie. But then you get Deadpool in 21. Deadpool 2, they ranked Deadpool 2 over Deadpool 1.
Yeah,
what is going on?
I don't like that either. I do not.
It was fun, but was it better? God, no.
No, it's just I mean, it is a different kind of movie. Like, it's supposed to be that way, but yeah. No, because of how far they try to stretch their range, I guess, with like empty X-Men houses and doing things like that, it did water it down a bit.
And like I said, it wasn't awful. It was
best
good,
juggernaut we've
it's,
gotten.
It's not, yeah, I know, right? And they still managed to mess up the helmet. Let's get back into it. Number 19, Guardians. I'm sorry. I think Guardians holds a special place in my heart, maybe, but I still think the original Guardians is a top 15.
Guardians is either a top 15 or a top 10 because of the fact that James Gunn was able to introduce a variety of characters that to this day are beloved by people, and you had no, and nobody had no idea who they were beforehand, unless you were reading comics. You had no idea, and the way that now there's a Christmas special for them, they have rides at Disneyland or California Adventures, whatever. The point is they've held up, and why? Because they had a great movie. True, we are not happy with the way that Ronan the Destroyer or whatever, the Conqueror or
Accuser,
Demander, whatever, he was treated. Most Marvel villains are treated that way.
Ronan the Grumpy.
we've gotten the Groot series from it, and
those were cute.
We've gotten
most of them.
So we've gotten, I mean, there's so much, and three movies out of it. We're getting a third movie now, to the point where they let go of the director, but it was so important to Disney that they brought him back.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't get that. Wildly overrated upon its release.
Nah.
Because it was a refreshing change.
Get out of here.
No Way Home was wildly over freaking rated.
No Way Home was, yeah. Does anyone talk about that movie anymore? Is it even relevant anymore?
Not right now. Number 18, Captain America, the First Avenger. I could almost rank that lower.
You could, yeah. You can put that in the 20s.
I put Deadpool above that.
You could put that in the 20s. 100%.
Big Hero 6, it's interesting to include it because, yes, it is a Marvel title, and it has a few of the characters in it, but it is so different than the comics. But that being said, I freaking love this movie.
I love Big Hero 6.
Big Hero
6. But get it out of this list. It's a Pixar movie, right?
Yeah. Disney Animation.
Disney Animation, is it?
I believe it's Disney Animation.
Well, whatever it was, get it out of this list. It doesn't belong here.
And then they've got Age of Ultron in his number 16.
Absolutely not. You can put that lower.
Look, I mean, there again, Deadpool could be over that. Far From Home, Ragnarok could be over. Let's see, what Shang-Chi could be over that, in my opinion. Infinity War is number 31. Infinity War is number 30 freaking one. I know we're supposed to be moving forward, but I wanted to go back and show you guys some of the films that could have been ahead of
how Shang-Chi is 30.
I don't know.
It is probably one of my top three Phase 4 projects. So
literally, Hollywood Reporter, The Age of Ultron. So let's get into. I'm going to mark down so people can kind of follow.
Let's get through this this bottom list, I guess, and then we can go to
Here goes to the top 15, or we'll go 15 through five, and we'll stop and we'll really dig into their top five. Ant-Man and the Wasp. That is not a top 15 movie.
No,
maybe top
that.
25. I like the Ant-Man movies a lot.
No, I do too.
But there's a lot of Marvel out there, so
yeah.
Civil War 14. I know Manny hates the
title. I just hate the title.
But it is a good movie, and in my opinion, it. Relative, especially if you're just counting just MCU, I think it is a top 15. This might be the first position, might not be right, but this might be the first time I'm agreeing with THR as far as in like grouping. Where would you put Civil War in
15,
in
12, your, somewhere around
somewhere
there?
Yeah. So we can kind of agree.
That's fine.
This is one that I think should be way higher. Spider-Verse. Into the Spider-Verse is one of the true joys in my life, both as a Spider-Man fan with a Spider-Man tattoo and as a animation fan. This movie exceeded all expectations, and if you're counting all Marvel films, I think I have to put this in the top 10.
Yeah. I'm
super stoked for the next.
It's the closest thing to watching a comic book that you'll ever have.
Yeah, and Mysterio back up there on my shelf. I was so concerned about the animation having because of the stutter effect to it, having an effect in the theaters, but it was real easy for your eyes to adjust. By the time you're 5-10 minutes into the movie, you don't even, it's just part of the experience. It felt comfortable. It looks great, sounds great. I cannot wait for more.
Yeah, no, it has a variety of characters. It has an interesting protagonist. If you're going to do a multiverse, that is the way to do it. And
only Kingpin was wasted. That's the bad part.
You already had like so many other characters, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Best animated feature film at the Golden Globe Awards, same awards at the Critics' Choice Awards, and at the coveted Academy Awards. Critical, fan, everything. This movie
anyone that doesn't like it?
It had a great soundtrack with Post Malone.
You're welcome.
I mean, just that was bad. We're gonna cut that. We gotta end the show here now.
I'm not cutting that. That's gold. That stays in, Manny.
I loved it. Also, no, I think 13 is way too high. Or low, sorry.
Low, yeah, low. 12, Logan. Me, personally, guys, I don't like this movie. I think it is too long. It's too boring. There's...
You want to talk about something that's overrated.
Yeah, you want to talk about something over freaking rated. Now, look, I know people are screaming, you know, all five of you that watch and listen are screaming at me right now, but we got blood and we got F-bombs and... I got it. There's some cool moments. But some of the long shots, the stuff with him having to face a clones, whatever. I mean, it's pointless. It really is pointless at the end of it all, because guess who's coming? Guess who's back? Logan's back again in Deadpool 3. Frack my life. I know what they wanted to do with this. For me personally, it's not anywhere near my top 20, but I get on how some people that are dedicated X-Men fans, that this was what they were waiting on. But I've always said that Jackman was not a great Wolverine. He's not. He's not comic accurate. He's not even cartoon accurate. He's just... Foxman accurate. That was the best you guys could do, and everyone's just like, I'll eat that up.
And guess who's coming back?
I already made. Did you not hear my Eminem rap parody?
I know.
Guess who's back? Logan's back. I'm aware.
And the entire world is excited, except for you.
I except for me. And this is my show. No, like I said, I get why people are like this movie. I just didn't. But I don't have any affinity. I'm a Gambit guy. I'm not pulling down my Gambit figure. I got one of the larger Gambit figures up.
I will
up
say there. The Wolverine movie ruined one of my favorite characters, which is Gambit. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I remember watching that Wolverine going, "What origins. The
so yeah. This one number 11 is freaking ridiculous as well, because I love Ant-Man, but it's not a top 15 film.
Not the second it's one. Not. No.
And then no, this is the first one.
Oh, wait. Oh, there we go. Sorry, I stopped looking at
it. The first one's number 11. It's not top 15. Top 20, maybe. And we're talking all Marvel.
I know, it sucks, because, I'm a little biased because of how much that character means to me as it, you know, when, as having to go through, I know, having so much empathy with him and trying to be a single dad for a time.
Yeah,
and just trying to do everything right, and sometimes it just doesn't work, and just watching him go through that was so special to me. So I do have quite the bias for it, mm-hmm. But I will say, I guess in the grand scheme of things, I put it somewhere in 12 and 17.
Okay, somewhere in that so range. top 20 for you somewhere,
and I'd painfully have to do that, because personally, I have it higher.
And you know, as a parent, you know, you got that extra layer with the single parent split home type things going on. I can relate only as a dad that is dedicated to my child, and everything that I do is for my son. So I get it. And again, Paul Rudd is a freaking treat.
I did not like Paul Rudd before.
You didn't like Paul Rudd?
No,
I like Paul Rudd. Yeah. Well, I still
when you're introduced to Paul Rudd in a movie like Role Models.
Oh, you see, I remember him from Clueless.
Or Halloween.
Or Halloween.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, what does he do to stay so young looking? Bathe in the blood of virgins, nuns, and infants? It's just awful. Ridiculous. Tell us your secret.
Yeah, we love him now, so that's cool.
Getting into the top 10, Doctor Strange. Now, dude, I am a fan of that first Doc Strange movie, and I am a huge fan of Benedict Cumberbatch in the role. MCU only, this pushes for top 10, somewhere between 13 and 8, maybe. It's massive. So top 15, top 10 potentially for me. How do you feel about that first Doc Strange? I think it's one of the best origin stories Marvel had.
It just wasn't that important to me. I would say to me, Multiverse of Madness was better than the original Strange. I would push it 15 to 25.
Okay,
in my opinion. And it's just there's just a lot to go through, and things that have more significance and more importance.
What do you think is the best origin story Marvel has put out?
The best origin MCU story?
Or MCU or otherwise. Marvel movie origin story. Which one was best?
I don't know if you call it an origin, but Winter Soldier.
Iffy. That's pushing it.
Oh, origin, then the best one they did is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay, I could give you that. I think Guardians is a good one. Doc Strange, Iron Man, the first Iron Man.
You know what? Yeah, but we hadn't got there yet. But yeah. Iron Man. That's pure, 100% just pure like comic book movie.
Yep. And Shang-Chi was really solid, good too. Yeah. Origin film.
Yeah, how they have that 30, I fuck out of here.
I don't know. Number 9, X-Men.
Nah, man.
I don't why.
Like I understand the I understand that it did something as far as like, okay, we're making superhero movies now.
All the black leather, the crummy writing,
the pacing was bad.
And it's so 2000s. It doesn't hold up. But that's the problem. Is there's look, all these old things that I've got on my arms and other parts of my body. Wouldn't you like to know where?
Nah, I wouldn't. It's good.
I love all this stuff. Ghostbusters and things like that. Not everything old holds up, though. And the X-Men movies are one of those. Blade holds up. Blade's from that era. I'll watch Blade and Blade 2 any day of the week. You're like, Kyle, you want to watch Blade? Yes, let's watch Blade. Want to watch X-Men or X2? Nope, don't care. Get lost.
No,
which is funny.
They really don't hold up.
Mm-mm. Like, which is funny because number 8 is X-Men 2. So keep crapping on X-Men.
I don't like. It's like, all right. It's like, let's double down on this crap.
You put those both in the top 10, while Infinity War is way out. Like.
Yeah, I don't understand.
And you've heard the rumors about confirmation of Jackman's Wolverine coming back for Deadpool 3, but there's already been other rumors that we might see other Foxmen and damn it, Manny, do you not remember the hashtag give the rights to Marvel?
Yeah,
do you not remember all of the hashtag, you know, Foxmen suck, Foxmen bad, whatever? Like, I almost remember more hatred as my lights all turn red. I love that. I remember so much more hatred over what Sony and Fox had done, especially in the mid 2000s, had done to characters. That it was teeming on going beyond prequel hate, Star Wars prequel trilogy hate, and then all of a sudden here we are, you know, 10 years, 10 years after the craptacular fan four stick, or not even 10 years, but getting close, the fan four stick, the X-Men Apocalypse, Dark Phoenix, X3, like so much trash, and you got people that are just like, oh my god, give me the Foxmen. I need more Foxmen. I need them. They're so good. It's underrated. It's like Spider-Man 3 is an underrated work of genius. No, 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 no. It's okay to like garbage. I like garbage. There are lots of horrible movies that suck in so many ways, but I still enjoy. But to go and call them good is freaking delusional. Sorry. We lost all of our audience now.
I don't care. It's true. Like, nobody liked any of those movies. And unfortunately...
I mean, at the very first time. But they grew out of them very fast. And by X3, Spider-Man 3, The Amazing Spider-Man, all the other X-Men except for Days of Future Past. Like, let's not forget Origins, Wolverine, and the fact they wanted to do Origins Magneto as well, which kind of became part of First Class in a way. But all of it, man, was just, it doesn't hold up. And to want it back instead of getting something new and better, something refreshing,
yep,
is childish. You want to talk about childish? Captain Marvel as number 7? Let me say that for you guys one more time. They put Captain Marvel above the Ant-Man films. They put it above Infinity War. They put it above Civil War. They put it above X2. Nah. No, they put it above X. Like, this is a C. Like, this is the most solid C movie I've ever seen from Marvel. And I've seen it three times, and it did not get any better, and it didn't get any worse. So bravo to that, because there's movies that have definitely not held up over time, even for the MCU. But number 7, what is your problem, THR?
No, that's a 30 movie. Where did they put Black Widow? Put it next to that. I think it's 30. They put it really, really high.
Black Widow is number 39.
Yeah, put it up there. This movie should have been called whatever the cat's name was and Captain Marvel. Because that's all anybody talked about. And then Nick Fury was way
Fury
better.
Fury and Goose,
that should have been the name of the movie.
Number 6, yeah. Spider-Man. Now here's where it doesn't hold up comes into play, but I'm able to understand how important Spider-Man 1 was. I was in line opening night. Saw it probably 3 or 4 times in theaters.
Yeah,
I really truly thought this was a great movie. As time has gone on, it hasn't held up. Spider-Man 2 is better, and it holds up slightly more, mostly because of Molina. But every time Franco's on screen, and it has nothing to do with the accusations and stuff off screen, just his version of Harry, I'm annoyed. I don't care. It's so cheesy and not in a good way. And again, I get that it's both a product of its time and a product of Raimi. But this is not the best Spider-Man. And I never, ever, ever wanted to see Maguire put on the suit again, especially after 3. So I kind of get the importance of this. But I still don't know if I would put this in my personal top 10. What about you, Manny? Is Spider-Man 1 in your personal top 10?
I'd say top 10. So it's like 8, 9 or 10 around there, but it's nowhere closer to the top. It's more 8, 9, 10. Like, I think that Goblin was great. And then, but I think even
serviceable.
Even the first time I saw it, Tobey Maguire has never been one of my favorite Spider-Man, but I kind of understand the importance of the film. The problem with that film, it is, you're right, is very, very of its time. And even as a kid, not for one second did I believe those were high school kids.
No. No, not at all.
So that itself, even as just, you know, like a baby Manny, I was taken out by that aspect of it, because Peter Parker to me was younger, was kind of cooler, in the sense of like, yeah, I could relate to him a little bit better. But Tobey Maguire to me was never Spider-Man. Andrew Garfield was better to me.
A better Spider-Man, but a worse Parker. When he had the suit on, he felt more like Spidey than Maguire did.
But I'll take both. I'll take a Garfield.
You'll take his Parker.
Yeah, no, I'll take
skateboarding, slam dunking Parker. I couldn't get behind.
That's completely fine with me. And then Tom Holland obviously has been the best of the three.
Absolutely.
So there's Holland way above. Mm-hmm. Then there's Garfield somewhere stuck in the middle of limbo, and then there is Tobey Maguire deep down buried under earth somewhere. Like, that's my rankings of the three Spider-Man.
At Manny Gomez Media on Twitter. Yeah,
it's a conversation I've had several times. Tobey Maguire.
Oh, I know.
I never thought we should have ever been Spider-Man, but you know, it is what it is. But here, you know, now everybody wants a third amazing movie. The second one was absolute
atrocious
garbage, man. Garbage.
Freaking garbage. I mean, hell, they spent No Way Home undoing the Amazing Spider-Man universe and making up for mistakes that Amy Pascal and teams. And let me just remind you guys, Venom 2, and I know some of you like that and whatever, but let me remind you what else is coming up. Kraven the Hunter that's not a hunter, and you got Madam Web where we're literally doing John Connor. We are literally trying to save unborn Peter Parker if rumors are true, and they look like they are very, very true. And then we also had Sony wanting to do Sinister Six on their own, not Spider-Man versus the Sinister Six. You've got that old idea of an Aunt May spy movie. Guys, this is the people from Sony that brought you your beloved Amazing. Like, that's their thought process.
These are the people doing Resident Evil too, so.
Yeah, these are the same people that did Resident Evil.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
All right, let's get into the top five. Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
Amazing.
This is again where I come in and have to agree with THR. They finally get another one right. The Winter Soldier may be still one of the best comic book movies of all time, blending masterfully drama, action, a comic book feel with a grounded feel. I can't sing enough praises for the Winter Soldier. From the music to the lighting, the cinematography. I don't know what to pick wrong with this. There are movies with bigger moments. There's movies that may have made me feel more, thinking of Endgame sitting in theaters. But as far as like best made, best executed, dude, it's the Winter Soldier's there. Like, it's hard to not consider this a top three. What do you think?
Nah, top five is fine. They might be 4 to 5, because the thing is you have a couple of movies that are way closer and dear to my heart that I cannot ignore. but Winter Soldier is by far one of the top five movies in the MCU. Just it's at that point when you felt like the MCU was doing something very, very special.
It's peaking.
Yeah. Is that really what you mean? Because I mean,
I said peaking, not that it peaked. We were getting up. We were getting up there.
Because we still kind of had a little downslope with Age of Ultron, and with Thor, Dark Ages, and with Iron
those
Man.
Came before.
Oh, did they? Okay.
Yeah.
Iron Man 3. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Well, Winter Soldier, I think, was before. No, Winter Soldier was after. No, Winter Soldier's before Age of Ultron. That is true. But it was after Dark World, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
They were both Phase 2 movies, so maybe. And Thor Dark World definitely had its issues.
Yeah, you're right. Actually, it came out right before. Yeah, Dark World, Iron Man 3 and Dark World were right before Winter Soldier.
Okay, yeah. So all relatively close there. Number 4, Iron Man. I can't fault them for that. I don't know if I put Iron Man in the top 5. It's definitely in my top 10. But again, it's one of those where even if I disagree the importance alone of Iron Man and the fact that it's succeeded, you kind of have to give it points even if you don't want to. You know what I'm saying?
But the one thing I'll say is I'm putting Winter Soldier above Iron Man.
Yes, me too.
Just kind of wiggle it around a little bit, but 100% in the top 10.
Yeah, I think we owe more to Iron Man than we even owe to Spider-Man.
Oh, 100%. Like, yeah,
I really do. There's no reason that should have worked, and it worked. They played it exactly the way they needed to. It holds up. The some of the stuff is kind of mid 2000s ish still, but they didn't lean into the 2000s too much. Number three, Black Panther, the first one, 2018. Now that's hard because it's a great movie, but how much of this placement in particular is due to his passing? Almost like when you look at The Dark Knight and how much more, you know, 10-15% more on box office as people went to see the last Heath Ledger. You know, those things play into it. I don't know if it's a top three. It's definitely not a top three for me. I think Black Panther is easily a top 15 all Marvel all time. MCU potentially a top 10, at least like top teens. I don't know. What do you think, man? Is Black Panther a top five movie for you?
Either five or seven, some right around there. Okay, I can't ignore the cultural development, the character absolutely. Development, the storytelling that
amazing
Ryan,
production.
That Ryan Coogler was able to put together with that amazing cast that resonated with people around the world.
Yep.
And remember, we were sitting here at one point, me going, I can't wait to see my people displayed in that way. Mm-hmm. Hispanics, yeah. Latinos. And what happened? Black Panther 2, out of all the movies, Wakanda Forever,
Latin American love.
That's where we got it. And and guess who was from? Ryan Coogler again.
Ryan Coogler.
I mean, just the meticulous care in developing big ideas, big characters, and somehow being able to wrap it up in a film. It's very difficult to try to introduce an entire civilization and at the same time get enough time to tell a compelling story, but you did that, which is why to this day it rips me apart that Killmonger was killed
dead. Yeah,
because that because up to that point a lot of the villains have been very stale.
Yeah,
not counting Loki, of course.
Right,
but you know, we talked about Ronin. We talked about
Whiplash.
You know, just kind of
have the Dark Elves.
Just kind of like
Caecilius from Doc Strange. I mean, yeah, a lot of villains just meh.
Yeah, even I'll dare to say that even Ultron was a complete mockery of the original, of what he should have been,
of the source.
I will be honest, Zack Snyder should have directed Age of Ultron. you needed that's what you needed. Because that's how important, and that's how as a matter of fact, I would have even accepted that after. And this is how much, this is how high regard I hold Ultron. After Thanos for phase four, you did Ultron. And you did all these young characters coming in attempting to save the older ones. And some of them they just weren't coming back.
Yeah.
Hire us, Disney. I think we know what we're talking about.
I can deliver fan service without only
delivering fan service.
And I can deliver you stuff that'll become future fan service instead of just constantly circling the same damn
thing. Hey, and if we fail, it's cool, it'll be fan service in a couple years anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So
I definitely have it higher, but the problem is that I have Wakanda Forever higher than Black Panther.
Yeah, and that's a personal thing. And like I said, I think all Marvel movies, it's in the top 15 for me. MCU only, it might be able to push top 10. It's a great movie. You want to talk about something that was a great movie at its time and again holds up a little bit better than its predecessor, but is still dated, and I would prefer Far From Home? Spider-Man 2. Look, guys, Alfred Molina is the best part of this movie.
He might have been the best part of Homecoming, too.
No Way Home, you mean?
Sorry, yeah. No Way Home, yeah.
Yeah. in some ways, yes, absolutely. Alfred Molina's an amazing actor. I know people got love for him going all the way back to Indy and more. But it suffers from the same stuff that the first one does. A super old Toby, even though he's in college, you're like, you graduated college 10 years ago, kid.
Your mom went to college.
and I'll say this, some of the worst chemistry on screen besides Natalie Portman and Chris Hemsworth is Kirsten Dunst and Tobey Maguire. They are atrocious together. And people can say, oh, it's part of the Raimi charm and stuff. The way they stare at each other sometimes, especially the close-ups on their faces, it's just so uncomfortable. There's just no real chemistry. I don't buy her go get 'em tiger at the end of the no, it's bad. I don't like those two. So you got all this stuff working against this movie that has one bright light, and it doesn't hold up to me. I mean, Manny, where does Spider-Man 2 fit in for you?
You know, I didn't even think about it, which means I have to push Spider-Man down farther. So Spider-Man may actually just go in the top 20, because Spider-Man 2 has to go
above
5
it.
And 10.
Spider-Man,
Spider-Man 2.
Far.
Spider-Man 2 has to go 5 and 10, somewhere that far down.
10 to 15, maybe.
Like the thing is, if
Spider-Verse is better.
If I have to keep pushing it back, I don't mind. Because there's a lot of projects, and it's one that it's like, yeah, okay, you know, I liked it, but it, you know, well, let's keep, because you already pointed out, we already talked about some of the flaws that we see in it. But as far as villains go, I love Doc Ock.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I would have loved No Way Home had it featured absolutely no other Spider-Man and had just been multiversal villains. I think that would have been 1,000 times better.
Not enough fan service.
Than giving Garfield his chance to save the girl.
Bro, I love that moment so much.
I don't care.
Don't do that.
I'm
do that.
Crapping all over it.
No.
And then completely undoing Civil War and the moment with Tony and the line with Peter and Tony where he's like, you know, when you can do the things I can and you don't, and then bad things happen, and there's your Spider-Man origin story. There's your give. That is Spider-Man. That's why he is Spider-Man, because he screwed up and Uncle Ben died. We just didn't have to retread it. To undo all of that, to let May be the reason he becomes. Until then, he was just putting on the suit as a fanboy, just completely shat all over the character, the development from Civil War all the way up until No Way Home. That was garbage in my opinion. Almost unforgivable. Don't get me wrong, I love the May character in those movies. I think killing her was fine choice. It was fine to get his arc to where he's, you know, going to get revenge on the goblin, all of that, but to make that his moment to become Spider-Man was a disservice. 100%. Anyways, number one, guys, is not Endgame. Where did Endgame
so I'm looking
show
for
up
it.
Again? I can't remember.
Number 36.
Endgame was 36. Endgame was 30 freaking six.
Okay.
So it's not... It's not Endgame. It's not Civil War. It's not Winter Soldier. It is the original Avengers. Number one is Avengers from 2012. Now, I agree. I think I would probably put the Avengers in my top 10. It's a great comic book movie. You couldn't have asked for a better Avengers movie in 2012. I mean, it still had a theme song, which is kind of lame, but
hey, leave it alone. Theme songs are great.
No, we should not bring those back.
No, I bring them back.
Did you not listen to Eminem's Venom? Come on now, stop, Manny.
Bring back Excuse soundtrack. Me. I want another Batman Party Man soundtrack. That's what I want.
I'm okay. I still love the image that they used from here on the article when Tony shows up, you know, and he's like, Captain. Like I love that moment is just, dude, this movie oozes comic book goodness. Yep. It shows off everything that is good about Joss Whedon, including the fact that he didn't make his female in a black cat suit lose a bunch of weight, unlike Warner Brothers, which had poor Anne Hathaway looking like a stick. Scarlett Johansson still maintained a figure.
Oh, and we all thank God for that.
So for all of Whedon's flaws, this is an example of none of them. This is an example of Whedon's best, in my opinion. Is it the number one? No.
Not
by
one.
A long shot.
They have Avengers, yeah. They have the Endgame and Infinity War in the 30s.
In the freaking 30s. We couldn't even cover it. But here we are 45 minutes in. That's why we didn't start up at 70 and go through this number by number. It's ridiculous, man. I don't they put Morbius as number 53. I haven't seen it.
How
yet,
Morbius
so many.
Is that?
Blade is number 52. Blade's not even in your top 40. THR, you're fired. All of you are fired.
You know what I take away from this is I had no idea there are so many Punisher movies. Let's do a Marvel There's movie. What are we doing, Punisher? Just put a code
Lundgren,
on
them. And two Tom Jane movies.
No idea.
You didn't know about the Lundgren one?
No.
Or did you not? Or,
no, I didn't.
There's
no.
one Tom Jane, and then the other one is, yeah. He's the guy that played Volstagg in the Thor films. He was Punisher in Warzone.
Yeah, I've seen that one with the jigsaw. That was yeah. I thought it was pretty cool.
It was a better. He did more punishment. The first Punisher with Tom Jane, he didn't do any punishment. He used mental stuff. Like he was not the because you guys were scared to do the Punisher. I'm sorry, but John Bernthal, that's the Punisher.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I will forever love Daredevil season 2 and Punisher season 1 and 2. While the Punisher seasons had some ups and downs within them, overall they're brilliant. And Jon Bernthal, as someone that has dealt with some of the things his character had to deal with as far as you know coming back from war and trauma and things like that, the type of anger and fear and animalistic noises that Bernthal used in his series and his portrayal of the Punisher. I don't know what he tapped into, but damn, that was good. It is hard to show that type of real raw emotion, especially for anger and loss. And he did it.
Yeah. Which is why I never want to see the Punisher in the MCU. As far as a John Bernthal one, do not ever put him there because you will nerf.
Rumor is his character. He's in Born Again.
Jesus, man! Like they're gonna ruin that character. Everyone they've brought back so far, it's not worked.
No,
it hasn't worked.
It hasn't worked.
Example one, Kingpin. Example two, Daredevil. It didn't work.
Nope.
Captain Marvel at 7 still. That's the I think that's the one
that freaking blows my mind.
Do you think
mind.
They made a mistake and put Endgame as they were supposed to put Endgame at 7 and Captain Marvel at 36?
I don't know.
Because you make that switch and I
would
yeah.
hope so.
Yeah.
I would hope so. I would really Really hope so.
I have no clue how this is. I don't know.
I don't know where they got this list from. I don't know they put Eternals at 34. They ranked Eternals above Endgame.
Yeah, that and
who wrote this? I'm sorry.
Eternals is absolute garbage.
John DeFore, Leslie Felperin, and Jordan Mincer. You guys need to go get mental evaluations. You need to have brain scans to check for cancer. Like, there's, I agree. No. This is bad.
I agree. I agree. It's bad. But
you have to seriously have something wrong to put Endgame in the 30s and put Captain Marvel at number 7. And so, yeah, I hope for your safety. Please go see a doctor.
I just think that they shouldn't be ranking movies. That's I'll just say that. I'm not going to go as far as you did.
No, they need to go seek help.
But yeah, I don't want the ranking movies. They're gonna, you're gonna end up seeing a DC one where Josh Whedon's Justice League is like top 3 or something.
Oh my god!
They're gonna say Schumacher's Batman Forever is top 5 because.
I will say this: Batman Returns. That's the best Batman. Batman movie, not best comic book movie or anything. That is the best Batman movie, most true
Dark
Batman
Knight
there is.
Batman Returns.
There, Batman, the Dark Knight, and the Batman are both better made movies. By all means, don't get me wrong; those are better movies.
Oh, this is coming from a person whose favorite movie is Batman Returns. By the way,
yeah, and Batman Returns is just. It's the most. I keep pointing out what is most people's favorite, especially in our age group, version of Batman.
Batman
rest in peace, Kevin Conroy's Batman, animated series. And what was that based off of?
Batman and
Burton's,
Batman Returns.
Burton's Batman. So I'll leave it at that. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. We spent 51 minutes tearing into the Hollywood Reporter, which is fine. I mean,
I'm sorry, guys.
I had my own personal biases.
Yeah, y'all need to get better lists.
These were atrocious. I don't defend yourselves. Rationalize that stuff because the little blurbs that you guys have in the article are not enough of defense for some of those picks. Captain Marvel number 7. If you guys want better opinions, better news, more allegedly, check out lrmonline.com every day for all entertainment news, needs, and opinions. Please do subscribe here on the YouTube channel for more amazing hot takes, angry rants, and ridiculousness on the Daily Cup of Genre. A little bit more measured unless Nick is on talking about a Marvel project. Over on the Breaking Geek Radio crew, long form entertainment podcast we have here. Anime Versal Reviews at AVR Squared. That's anime reviews and reactions. And of course, Marvel Multiverse Mayhem holding down the Marvel side of things for news and reviews. The Cantina doing the same for Star Wars. We've got trailer reactions with genre, shot, and more. And of course, all of our reviews and podcasts go up on the all the popular podcast apps like Google and Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, all that good. Excuse me, all that good stuff. Manny, anything else you want to say today?
I want to say that I will have my reaction for Disenchanted tonight on social media. Good luck. And also, I think that's it. We're good.
All right, guys. Thanks if you made it through the whole thing. Bravo. We'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Spring? Is that you? Warmer temps mean new Allbirds styles. Meet the Superlight Collection, the lightest ever shoes from Allbirds, now in fresh colors. These must-have travel shoes have a lighter-than-air feel and barely-there fit that made them the most packable shoes ever. That means more comfort and less baggage. Try the Superlight Tree Runner with a cushy foam midsole and breathable eucalyptus fiber upper. Plus, they're comfy right out of the box. So what can you do in a Superlight shoe? What can't you do is the better question. And because they're super packable, the real question is, where are you taking them? Experience how Allbirds redefines comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code SUPER24 for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's Allbirds.com. Code SUPER24.